The 12th parak focuses on the mitzvah of shiluach haken. Before getting into the mishnayos themselves, just a little bit background. The mitzvah of shiluach haken is a mitzvah discussed in Dvarim, Chaf Beis, Psukim, Vav, and Zayin. And it says, as you're going on your path and you happen to find a mother who is nesting, he's roosting on either a small bird, baby bird, or an egg, the mitzvah is to send the mother away. So in fact, if we look at the psukim, this is absolutely critical for understanding our parak, there are actually two prohibitions, commandments in this regard. Number one is lo sikach ha'em al habanim. This is the pasuk. It says, don't take that mother bird when she is roosting on the children. And number two is, there's a positive commandment, shaleach tashalech es ha'em. You have to send away that mother and only thereafter take what the mother is roosting on. Mishnah Aleph says as follows, shiluach haken, noeg ba'aretu b'chutzalars. The mitzvah of shiluach haken is both in the land of Israel and outside the land of Israel, bifnei abayis, shelo bifnei abayis, whether we have a beis hamikdash or don't have a beis hamikdash, b'chulin of alo b'miktashin, it applies for your chulin, the animals, the birds that you own, but not birds that have been dedicated to the beis hamikdash. Continuing, we're going to compare the mitzvah of shiluach haken to mitzvah of kisui adam that we saw in the sixth parak, chomer b'kisui adam b'shiluach haken. We are stricter in two areas when it comes to the mitzvah of kisui adam, when somebody shechs certain types of animals that you have to cover up the blood, and we're stricter on that mitzvah relative to shiluach haken. She kisui hadam noheg b'chaya v'of. Area number one that we are stricter when it comes to kisui hadam. Kisui hadam applies both to chaya, a undomesticated animal, and also b'of, and a fowl. And when it comes to, as we'll see shortly, when it comes to shiluach haken, it only applies to birds. And also, the other area that we are stricter when it comes to kisui hadam is it applies to b'mezuman b'sheinu mezuman. Mezuman means it's available to you. It's in your possession. That animal, it is in your pen. It lives by you. It's in your corral. And also, if you have to b'sheinu mezuman, means it's not readily available. You happen to be walking down the street and you find a wild turkey or something like that. You also have the mitzvah of kisui adam. Now we're going to contrast that. Shiluach haken eino noeg ela ba'of. Shiluach haken only applies to fowl, not to chayas. And also eino noeg ela b'sheinu mezuman. The mitzvah of shiluach haken only applies to if it is not available to you. The pasuk that we started with, ki yikare kan tzipor, it happens to be when you are going on your path and you happen to find a mother that's roosting on its baby, on the egg, that is when it applies. But if it's in your property, if it's in your garage, that is not considered ki kare, that is considered mezuman, available to you, so the mitzvah doesn't apply. Ezu shena mezuman. So what does this mean, that it applies shiluach haken only if it's not mezuman, not available to you? So a couple examples when it applies, when it doesn't apply. Kagon avazim v'tarnagolim shekininu pardes. If you had avazim, you had geese, or you had tarnagolim, chickens that were yours, and they escaped, and now they have nested out in the field, a field that is not surrounded by a wall, so that's an area that is not per se under your control, and then you find it happened to have been yours, but it escaped, and there it is roosting on top of its baby, the mitzvah would apply. That's not considered a mezuman, that's not considered available to you. On the other hand, avalim kinedu babayis, if those same birds, if they were living with you in the house, in the lul, in the chicken coop, in your possession, that's considered available. And even if they are non-domesticated birds, but they have become domesticated, v'chenyone Hardirisios, that is Herodian doves. Herod in his palaces used to raise doves, so they became domesticated. They didn't used to fly away. Pater mishiluach, they would not have the mitzvah of shiluach haken because they are considered available to you. Mishnah Beis, based on the pasuk ki yikare tzipor lefanecha, tzipor means a kosher bird. So the Mishnah says, of tame pater milishaleach, if it's a non-kosher bird nesting on its baby, there is no mitzvah, there's no iser of not sending it away. The mitzvah of shiluach haken only applies to kosher birds, not non-kosher birds. And in fact, we're about to see that it only applies if it's a kosher bird that is roosting on top of a kosher egg. You need both of those, not one or the other. So the Mishnah continues, of tame roves al beitze of tahor, if you have a non-kosher bird that happens to be sitting on top of an egg from a kosher bird, or the reverse, of tahor roves al beitze of tame, you have a kosher bird that is sitting on a non-kosher egg, pater meleshaleach, there's no mitzvah shiluach haken. It requires both the bird and the egg they're under, or the baby they're under, to be kosher. Kore zahar, this is a specific type of bird called a partridge, and the male has female instincts, so he would roost on top of the babies, just like a mother would. So the question then is the mitzvah only for shiluach haken when it's the mother? Because strictly speaking, the pasuk says lotika ha'em alabanim. The focus, it says twice, shalech teshalach esa'em. The focus is only on the mother bird. So how about a male bird? So it doesn't apply to a male bird. But how about specifically when we have this partridge bird, the male? That's the kor is the name of the bird, zachar male. But it acts like a female because it roosts like the mother would. Rabbi Eliezer Machai. So Rabbi Eliezer says, even though strictly speaking it's the father, but he has female instincts. He acts like the mother, roosts on top. So the mitzvah would apply. The Yisra would apply as well. There's a chiyuv of shiluach haken v'chachamim patrim. Chachamim say, look at the pasuk. It says only a mother, not a father, and that is a father. Mishnah Gimel is focusing on the pasuk again. Va'em rovetzes, that the mother is. It doesn't say yoshev. It's not that she's literally sitting on the egg, but rovetzet. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah says, haisa ofefes. How about if that mother is hovering right around the ken, right around the nest, bizman sheknafea nogos baken, as long as her wings are touching the nest, that is sufficient. Chayav l'shaleach, there's a requirement to send her away if you want to take the babies. It's because the focus is vahem rovetzes. Rovetzes doesn't say yoshevis, it means it to be around there. So even if it's not sitting literally, but it's just hovering, as long as it's touching the nest, that would be sufficient to trigger the obligation to do shiluach haken. Ein knafeh nogos baken. However, if its wings are not touching the nest, patur mishaleach, there is no mitzvah of shiluach haken anymore. Back to the pasuk, it says va'em rovetzet al ha'efrochim v'al ha'beitzim. The mother is rovetzet, we'll say sitting, roosting on top of efrochim is multiple. That's plural tense for multiple chicks or on the egg. So how about if you have only one chick or only one egg? Ein sham ella efroch echad obeitza achat. If you have only one, still chayav l'shalech. There's still a chiyuv of shiluach haken. Why? Shene'emar kan, because the pasuk also says a nest. Ken mikomakom, which means as long as there's a nest, then regardless of what the contents are, even if it's just one egg or one efroach, one chick, the chiyuv of shiluach haken is going to apply. Hayusham efrochim mafrichim obeitzim muzarot. How about if you have chicks, the young, but they're able to fly already, so it means that they're independent. Obeitzim muzarot means unfertilized egg. They will never hatch. In both of those situations, patur milashaleach, there's no chiyuv shliach haken. Why not? Shenamar, because the pasuk again, va'em rovetzes al efrochim o al beitzim. The mother is roosting there on the efrochim, on the chicks, or on the eggs. And we're going to learn something from efrochim to beitzim and beitzim to efrochim. We're going to learn something that's going to apply to the other. Ma efrochim b'nei kayama. So when it applies to efrochim, we are talking about viable birds. They are alive. They're viable chicks. Af beitzim b'nei kayama. The same thing has to be when it comes to the eggs. They have to be viable, that they are able to turn into, to hatch and turn into a baby. Yatzu muzaras, that is coming to exclude an egg that has not been fertilized, because that will never hatch. That is not a b'nei kayama. It's not viable. Now we're going to learn something from eggs. Beitzim tzrichin le'iman, just like an egg, requires the mother in other words, the mother has to sit on it in order for that egg to hatch. So too, we're going to apply what we learned from Beitzim to the Efrochim. Af Efrochim tzrichin le'iman. Also, the chicks have to be at the stage in their life that they require their mother for food still. Yatsu, that comes to exclude mafrichin, that's including chicks that are already able to fly, even if they only fly difficultly, but they are still able to provide their own food. So there would be no mitzvah of shiluach haken for the mafrichin, for the birds that can fly. Shilcha v'chaz, what happens if you did it right? You sent away that mother bird, but she came right back before you were able to take the egg or the baby. Shilcha v'chaz, you did it again. She is stubborn, came back a second time. Afilo arbav chamesha b'emim, even 4 times, 5 times, even 100 times, there's still going to be a chiyuv chayav. You have to do shiluach haken before taking the young. Shene'emar shaleach teshalach, because it's shaleach teshalach, it's the double language, means multiple times, numerous times, or because the word shaleach is in the form of a noun that is called an infinitive absolute. I don't know what really that means, but nonetheless, it's a form of diktuk that it means you have to do it regularly, constantly, without stop. So as long as that mother comes back, you have the chiyuv of shiluach haken. How about if you want to reverse the procedure and you want to, instead of sending away the mother, take the young, you want to say, I'll send away the young and take the mother. I'm going to take the mother, not send away the mother. I'm going to take the mother, I'll send away the children. You cannot do that. That is us, or chayav l'shalech. The obligation based on the pasuk is to send away the mother and then take the children and then take the young. Shenemar, shalech t'shalach es ha'em. You send away the mother and only thereafter take away the child or children or the egg, but not the reverse. Natalabanim, if you took the children, vehechsiran lakan. So if you did it right, you sent away the mother, you did the mitzvah shiluach haken, so you took away the, you sent the mother, you took the young from underneath, and then you put the young, the egg or the chick, back into the nest, vacharka chazra emaleim, and now the mother came back and is roosting on them once again. Can you do the mitzvah shiluach haken again? There's no chiyuv of shiluach haken any longer. Why? Once you've lifted up the egg or the chick and put it back, it is considered mizuman. It's considered available to you. And as we saw in the first Mishnah, there is no, or the second Mishnah, there is no longer an obligation of shiluach haken. Mishnah dalet hanotel em al habanim. If somebody violated what the pasuk said, you're supposed to take the mother, send the wet mother away, and then take the child. Hanotel em al habanim. If somebody unfortunately violated the halacha and didn't send the mother away, took the child. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, look of Eino Meshalech. You violated what the pasuk says, and there's no way to fix it. You violated the lav, and you indeed will receive malchus for that. But Chachamim Amri Meshalech Eino Loki. What you can do is you can fix it now, and there are no malchus. What's going on here? There is something called a lav shenitak la'aseh. Lav shenitak la'aseh is a violation of the Torah, a lo ta'aseh, but it's fixable. And the example would be if somebody steals, the pasuk tells us that you can fix that, you can return the stolen item. So that is a lav. Stealing is a lav. Hanitak la'aseh can be fixed by returning the item. And there's a general principle that when you have a lav hanitak la'aseh, there are no malchus for it. So chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda's reading of the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda reads the pasuk as follows. The Torah is telling us, as we said, there are two prohibitions or the two commandments. The first one is don't take the mother, but what you need to do is send the mother away and take the young. Two commandments, and if you violated it, there's no fixing it. But Chachamim read it differently. They say that it's read as a lav hanitak la'aseh, do not take the mother. That's the lav. But if you did it, it can be fixed by putting her back, and thereafterwards sending her away. So that's what Chachamim is saying. You can fix it. So because it's a lav hanitak la'aseh, there are no malchus, the aklal, this is the general principle. Kol mitzvas lo ta'aseh, sheyesh bakum aseh. Any lo ta'aseh that is fixable, like stealing, and just like Chachamim's view of shiluach haken, in lokim aleha, there's not going to be any malchus. Mishnehe, lo yitol adam, em alabanim, afilu letarata mitzorah. If you have the situation of mitzorah, mitzorah has to bring, as part of the purification process, two birds. And that mitzorah only has one, needs a second one desperately to bring as a korban to the base of Mikdash. And now you find one, the mother. That mother, that bird will be able to fulfill the need of that mitzorah, but it's roosting on top of a child. It is prohibited to take it, even though you have a good reason to take it. That would be violating the obligation, the law of shiluach haken. And what do we learn from that? That even though this is just a simple mitzvah that doesn't have a lot of expense, it actually, in fact, it has no expense, but it says it's the value of sending that bird away. It's not really costing you anything. You're just going to forego the profit because you're going to have to send that bird away instead of taking that bird. I guess then you're going to have to buy the korban. So it's not a very expensive thing to buy a bird. And nonetheless, Amra Torah, if you are mekayim this mitzvah, you send it away with a bird for very small financial loss equal to an isur. It's a very cheap coin, inexpensive coin. The Torah says, Laman yitav la varachta yamim. This will be beneficial for you. You will have prolonged years. A tremendous bracha. Kal v'chomer, says the Mishnah to end off our perek and our masechta. Kal v'chomer al mitzvahs hachamuras b'torah. Certainly when it comes to more difficult mitzvahs, and then basically everything else is more difficult than shiluach haken, they're going to require more effort, they're going to require more expense. Kal v'chomer, we will have the same bracha, at least the same bracha, l'man yitav lach v'harachta yamim.